But first, Governor Doug Ducey late Monday argued the Democrats in Washington should gather all the facts before deeming actions taken by President Trump improper. Speaking to KTAR, Ducey defended the president, saying we shouldn't rush to judgment.
I just don't think you rush to overturn a national election that was decided through our electoral process through a bitterly partisan Congress.
But after that interview, Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services caught up with the governor, and he acknowledged that the president's refusal to cooperate with the impeachment inquiry is perhaps not ideal.
I think it very well may be a catch-22, and I, as I said, remain very skeptical of this investigation. This is a whistleblower report from one person.
And Howie Fisher joins us now to talk more about this. Howie, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, lots of interesting things politically.
Lots of interesting things. So let's start with what the governor said to you there. What was the question you asked him that prompted that answer about the catch-22?
Well, I listened to the governor on KTAR. I'd gone to the station, in fact, to catch up with him. And he was talking about the issue of whether the president should cooperate, whether he should answer questions, whether he should allow his administration's employees to answer questions or testify. And essentially, he was saying, well, at that point, the issue was that the president had said, well, no, because there's no formal vote for an impeachment investigation. You know, subsequent to that, he's decided he's not going to cooperate at all. Well, my question obviously was, well, how do they find out if they should do an impeachment until they do the investigation? And that was the issue about the catch-22. I mean, you can't say to somebody, I can't say to an employer, well, you know, I'm not going to cooperate with you and provide me information that you can then use to determine if I'm doing my job well. It just seems to be a problematic situation.
So did this signal a shift in the governor's tone to you? I mean, he still pretty firmly said, like, he thinks that this is not a great investigation.
Oh, no, I don't think there's a lot of shift in his tone. I think that every so often he's forced to admit that perhaps some of the stances being taken by President Trump are not, I won't say logical, but create problems of their own. And I think there are elements of the party, and we've seen that in terms of the GOP, of folks saying, well, look, we certainly support our president, but perhaps we need to get to the bottom of that. Even Martha McSally suggested that at least the Senate committee look into what he did. And so I think there are a lot of folks who are recognizing that you can't just simply take the word of the president that everything was perfect. It was a perfect conversation, as he talked about with his Ukrainian president counterpart, but that sometimes you need oversight. And that's the nature of the checks and balances system.
Is this something that you think signals something in the larger Republican Party here in Arizona to you?
I think that, you know, if the governor starts suggesting that perhaps there are problems with the way the president is acting, I think other Republicans perhaps can take that as a signal. It's going to take a lot to move the Republican Party. Mr. Trump remains very popular. There are a lot of folks who are up for re-election who believe that they need the president's backing. But I think what we're seeing is that folks are starting to look not just at the president saying, I'm innocent, everything's fine, and say, well, maybe we do need some answers, and that the only way to get the answers is the constitutional process that was created.
Howie, last quick question for you in about 30 seconds we have left here. What do you think is next? Like, what other questions do you have for leaders like Governor Ducey? You mentioned Senator McSally as well.
Well, I guess the question becomes, at what point do they say that there's sufficient evidence? You heard the governor say, well, there's only one whistleblower. Well, we know there are two. More of the point is that you've actually got, if not a transcript of the conversation, you actually have a synopsis of the conversation, and maybe you can interpret about what you want to read into that. But what will it take for folks to say there is more here and that there's more that's necessary? And I think that's what we're going to be seeing, is as this drip, drip, drip continues, what point do Republicans say, okay, we need to take a closer look?
All right. That is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services joining us this morning. Howie, thanks so much.
Glad to be here.
But now, earlier this morning, we heard Governor Doug Ducey's views on the ongoing impeachment inquiry against President Trump, that Democrats should first present all the facts before condemning him, but also that the president may have made it difficult to do so. And Republican Senator Martha McSally's tone on the inquiry into the president seems to be evolving. So what does this mean for the GOP more broadly? Yvonne Winget Sanchez of the Arizona Republic has reported on the development of the senator's views, and she joins us now. Yvonne, good morning.
Good morning.
So what kind of shift have you noticed in Senator McSally in particular? It feels like she's in that position of trying to play both sides because it's going to be a tough re-election fight.
Yeah, I think what's really important to understand here is that the president's command over the Republican Party here and across the country is obviously uncontested. And we have seen what happens to people, to senators who defy him and break ranks with the talking points that the White House and Republican leadership want on this issue. So the initial response very early on from Senator McSally about 10 days ago or so was to really kind of hit back hard against Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, who's leading this inquiry with the Intelligence Committee over in the House of Representatives. She really kind of cast this as a kamikaze mission that would backfire on Democrats and could lead to big gains for Republicans in 2020. But then you saw her kind of walk that back and try to really moderate her tone earlier this week. And that came after her colleague, Democrat Kyrsten Sinema, came out with her own statement calling on her colleagues not to prejudge the situation before they saw all of the evidence. And you saw McSally really in a pretty uncomfortable situation last week as she stood next to Vice President Mike Pence as he defended the president. That video, I think, is very telling in how McSally perhaps views, you know, herself in this situation, having to explain and defend actions that she might not necessarily agree with, but she can't part ways with, at least publicly. This week, she began to really kind of talk about how, you know, she is going to be a juror if this thing ends up moving forward in the Senate, and that she needs to see all the evidence before she prejudges the situation.
Yvonne, generally when it comes to Republicans, this is a semi-facetious question, but last week on the show we talked to former Senator Jeff Flake. Is there sort of a picture of Jeff Flake in most Republican senators' offices when it comes to this, including Senator McSally? Okay, this is not the direction I want to go if I want to stay in office.
No, that's not the direction that they want to go. I mean, and they might even say, like, Jeff Flake's position on this thing isn't even really relevant anymore. I mean, he's no longer a senator. He lost his standing here in Arizona. None of them want to be the next Jeff Flake. And so I don't think we're going to see Senator McSally go out on a limb on here anytime soon. And I think what was really interesting too this week is she started to really talk to this resolution that was passed out of the Senate. It is a non-binding resolution. And all it did was call for the Trump administration to turn over the whistleblower complaint that sparked this inquiry to the relevant intelligence committees in the Senate and the House. That's all it did. But it was approved by unanimous consent. During her comments to reporters this week, McSally kept playing up that, you know, she wants to see the intelligence committee in the Senate take up this. She kept saying she wanted to examine the results of their findings or of their investigation. But I don't know that they're really even examining anything. All that happened was this material was handed over to them. So she kind of is willing to listen to her fellow Senate colleagues on this, but she doesn't want to have anything to do with what's going to come over from the House if indeed it advances.
Yvonne, let me ask you how this might play then. I mean, so public polls are showing now, like, nationally the mood might be changing. There might be more people in favor of at least an inquiry into what the president did here. But is that true in Arizona? Is that true among the people who might vote for a Republican senator in Arizona?
I haven't seen Arizona-specific polling on the impeachment inquiry, but yes, nationally, there are signs of trouble for Republicans and for Trump. A growing share of Republicans and independents are, you know, taking a second look at this inquiry. They're expressing concern about the president's actions when it comes to asking Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden. That could spell serious trouble for any Republicans in 2020. Independents want a moderate voice to represent them. They do not necessarily want someone who was always consistently in lockstep with the president. And this, you know, this could pose a very treacherous path for her in 2020 if she didn't already have one.
Indeed. Yvonne Winget-Sanchez of the Arizona Republic, thank you.
Thanks so much.